16 minutes to 10 on ABC Southeast, and we are back, joined in the studio by Peter Hennis from the Mount Gambier Men's Shed to run us through space.
Yeah,
absolutely. Now, of course, we are in the lead up to Christmas. Some very busy elves in the shop.
Yeah, the boys have been very busy. I personally have stepped back from making the toys a little bit this year because of my health issues that I had. But they've done very well over the past 12 months. I think they've made something like 100.
Men's sheds and what they've been up to across the region. Good morning to you, Peter.
Good morning, Beck. And I might say welcome back, because I haven't seen you since 12 months ago.
Yes, thank you very much. It's lovely to be back with you in the studio, and great to hear about our men's sheds. Plenty going on in Mount Gambier, especially with the annual Shed Fest.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, a few of the fellows from the Mount went up to Narracourt. They had the annual Shed Fest on up there. It was a day full of information, and they had a bit of a talk in the morning from the South Pacific Seeds about operations in the southeast and worldwide. In the afternoon, they talked about the sustainability of the men's sheds heading into the future. This was done by the AMSA people, and they rolled out a new ShedMate program, and it's for the members that were there. It's a program to promote and encourage the positive well-being of men, and it provides a place for men to come and discuss related matters and talk about things that are bothering them, like the morale and mateship and all that sort of stuff. And just makes it easier. We ourselves at our shed, we've got one person that's dedicated to just doing that. And you can guarantee that if you come in and talk about things, it doesn't go any further.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't know the men's shed needed that program. I thought that was what you were already doing there, very much a ground-based level support for men in the region.
Yeah, we do talk about a lot of things that are going on, and we do handle that, but this is more to
official.
Roll out for, making it more official and everything else, so people know that if they have trouble, and they don't have to be a men's shed member, if they have trouble, come in and talk to us. We'll talk to you.
Yeah, and it's a very non-judgmental.
230-odd toys or whatever, it's... And they've been handed over to Lynn Martin and been distributed to all the local community agencies that help out the people that need it in the festive season. So hopefully no child will go without a toy at Christmas time.
An extra help for Father Christmas this year.
Yes, and in fact I heard from my wife yesterday that... One of the toys I made, I reckon it'd be 8 years ago, and it was a little girl's rocking cradle.
Aww.
And one of the grandmothers said that she, at 8 years of age, is still using it. So I was chuffed to hear that one yesterday.
That's beautiful. Well done, Peter. As well, of course, some closures of the sheds over the Christmas season.
Yeah, the Mount Gambier shed's not actually closing over the Christmas period. They're only having the December 25th and January off. However, the last day for collecting orders and so forth will be the 18th of December. And they will recommence again on the 6th of January. But orders can still be taken in there if they need to.
Mm. All right, let's move to Kingston. Some Christmas work going on there as well.
Yeah, the Christmas decorations for the council, they tend to do different ones each year for them over there. And so they've been finished and handed over. They've finished cabinet shelving for another person. And they're revamping the old outdoor iron table.
Mm. There's also a bit of work with the Book Swap Library Lighthouse.
Yeah, a number of years ago, I think when Selena was on, actually, they were building a lighthouse, and it was about six or eight foot high, and it needs a bit of repair work done on it. It's used for the for the library. You know, people come in and swap their books over and everything. They're just making that a little bit better.
And of course, a loss at the Kingston Men's Shed in recent weeks.
Yeah, condolences go out to the Kingston Men's Shed from all the sheds in the area, to the shed and their family. For the president who passed away a couple of weeks ago, very unexpected for him. He's only just been re-elected to the position, and he's a fantastic old fella.
Our condolences indeed. All right, Peter, let's turn to Port Macdonald. A bit of work going on, but mostly quiet.
Yeah, very quiet down there. The fellas are still making kindling down there, which is a big thing for them, although it's slowed down. But they're also working on another eight-ball table up there that's getting upgraded. And they've had a grant from the district council so they can put a new hot water system and ceiling fans in.
Yeah. The Narracourt Men's Shed, of course, very busy with the Shed Fest.
Yeah, they were very busy with that. Didn't have a lot of information from them because of the amount of work that they put into there. They had all-day raffles going on, and they just want to thank all their sponsors that helped them out throughout the day. And, there is a bit of cement going on between the three sheds that they've got up there now as to enable people with wheelchairs and mobiles to be able to get between the three of them.
Sounds like Tintinara's running out of coffee.
Yeah, it does sound like they're running out. Every time I talk to them, they seem to be drinking a lot of coffee. It's been very quiet up there. Plenty of roll-up. They've been making garden beds and outdoor table settings. And other than that, they're just sitting around drinking a lot of coffee.
As they deserve to. All right, what's happening in Keith, Peter?
Yeah, last month's meeting up at Keith saw the lowest number of attendees possibly since the start of when they actually formed. And it's a combination of all the harvest and medical appointments and holidays and everything else and of course, the Shed Fest as well. So, their numbers have been down, although they have received some hardwood timber to be used after they upgrade it. For the Willaluka Tavern, and that I believe is opening up this weekend or something.
Well, I'm sure the shedders will use it as an excuse to head along and view their handiwork.
Although it's not the actual tavern itself, it's more the outside part of it that's actually being used, the shop. Yeah, and
Display boxes as well?
Beg yours?
Display boxes they've
been
working on?
Yes, they're doing the display boxes up there for the local art group for their 70th exhibition that's coming up. And the work, the members completed that on time and got a favourable response from that. Mm-hmm. And the president of the art group was most effusive. I don't know what that word means myself.
Very
but anyway,
thankful.
And with her thanks for the men's shed and noted that the two men that were doing it were doing a good job.
That's great to hear. They're very busy as well. They've got lots of local orders for garden beds and mud kitchens. Are these young people mud kitchens?
Yes, they're
beautiful.
Young people mud kitchens, more for the going into the local school. And I believe even now some of the parents are actually getting these for taking them at home because the kids like them so much.
That is great to hear. Christmas parties as well?
Yeah, Christmas Christmas is around and they've got plenty of parties going on started and the turkeys are starting to hide apparently.
Can't hide forever. In Casterton, the Shed is having their Christmas break-up.
Yeah, they're having their Christmas break-up this year at Jen's Hotel here in Mount Gambier on the 17th of December. So if people are interested, they can pop along there as well. And the Shed building that they have that was destroyed when they had their big blow over in Casterton. I reckon it might have been towards the end of last year.
Yeah, over a year now.
Yeah, it's over a year now. Well, finally the insurance part of that's been sorted out because of they had the community part in there as well as them. And so they had to wait and it was all in together. Mm. Now that that's been sorted out, it will be done, but it'll be done after the community centre part has been finished. So that could be towards the end of next year before that actually gets up and running again. And so as a consequence, they're not in a big hurry to get back. So they're closing from the 17th when they have their break-up until the 4th of February.
That's a shame. Now, in Coleraine, 100 small boxes being made.
Yeah, when I couldn't quite get out of the bloke what they were actually for. I eventually worked out that they were for carrying the sharp saws mm-hmm. around when people bring saws into the saw shop over there. They get them sharpened and pretty similar to what they used to have when I was out at work. And you just carry your boxes. It's a safe way of carrying them around.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're still making their Luchin chairs.
Beautiful. Good to see. The Hayward Shed have received an award.
Yeah, they got an award from the federal government, of all people. I mean, a few months ago they got one from the state government, but now they've got one from the federal government for services to the community.
Wow.
And over the years I've reported a number of things that they do, and both their secretary, Sandra, and President Terry also received an award for the same thing. They do a lot of community work around delivering Meals on Wheels and fixing things up for old ladies, taking rubbish out. They've just been doing it for years, and so they've been duly rewarded for their efforts.
Great to see they're being recognised then.
Yeah.
Also, members working on a bit of Christmas painting?
Yeah, the members are doing painting Santa for a motorbike trailer. He sits on a motorbike trailer, and that's for the upcoming bike toy run that they have over there every year. So they've been busy doing that.
And also, I should have mentioned as well, they've got extensions coming to their shed.
Yeah, they've finally turned up with the extensions, but with a lack of people being able to do the work these days, they're just sitting there waiting for that to be started.
Oh, well, hopefully they get a bit more community help there.
Yeah.
Last but not least, let's head to Portland. They've had their AGM.
Yeah, they've had their AGM, and there's been three changes to their committee over there. And they're having their Christmas break up, or they had it actually, on the 6th of December. Between 12 and 2, I missed that one. And on the work side of things, they're building four bar stools for the local Baker's Delight. Now, the reason I'm mentioning their name, I'm not supposed to, but I am, is they actually help the shed out all the time over there by supplying them with bread and so forth that they use for the various functions that they have.
Yeah, great to see. Peter, thank you for running us through the region's men's sheds. It's always wonderful to check in. We know so much hard work goes into our community, so thank you so much for telling us all about it. What are you up to for Christmas this year?
Oh, I'm actually heading off to Adelaide this year and going up to see the granddaughters dancing. And then we're doing a bit of a trip around north and then come back and have our Christmas in Adelaide and back home for New Year.
Oh, lucky fella. And when will you be heading back into the men's shed?
When I get back.
With the start of the new year approaching as well, lots of people might be looking for new ways to get involved in their community. Always welcome to join the men's sheds in the new year.
Always welcome. All the sheds are always looking out for new members. I know some of them are up around the 80-odd members now. That's up at Narracourt. I think Mount Gambier is around about the 65, 70. That fluctuates up and down. Millicent have gone up fairly well now because they've got their community garden. A couple of the other small ones like Kingston and Keith, they're battling for numbers. I know that Casterton and Coleraine are as well.
Yeah.
So, if you're interested in going and joining the shed, you'll find a bunch of fellas that are willing to help you out.
Great to hear. Peter, thank you very much. You have a safe and happy Christmas. Enjoy the travelling, and we'll talk to you in the new year. Thank you, Peter.
Merry Christmas, everyone.